unanimously. Thank you very much. Item E3, discussion of advisory board appointments.
May I make a note before you begin your discussions?
Absolutely.
In an email today, I corresponded with the chair of the Economic Sustainability Commission, and it was brought to my attention that one of the applicants, I made a note, Paul Daughtry, he's currently listed as a downtown resident seat. He used his business address in the application. He is actually a Durham resident. And in further conversation with our town attorney, you do have the leeway to still make that appointment. The town code isn't written so strictly that residency requirements are, you know, so stringent that he can't fill that seat. We currently have 3 open seats, as you can see, and 3 vacancies. So making that appointment would complete that committee.
Right. That's for the EST.
But we would still, if somebody who lived downtown came forward, we'd still be able to put them on there somewhere?
If the seat is filled, then there's no vacancy.
No,
what
I mean,
the town code says is that with respect to this commission, as opposed to some of the other boards, is that the board shall endeavor to fill the seats with...
No, what I meant was, would all the seats on the ESC then be filled?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, are we able to flip Paul and David Jesse, because David Jesse's right now the business owner seat and Paul's downtown resident seat? Could we flip those two because they each would fit neatly into those seats?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a way to just cure
David
that.
David doesn't live downtown.
We live in Durham, Carrboro.
In Carrboro.
He lives in Carrboro.
He lives in Carrboro.
Right. He just has to live in...
Okay, but it says downtown resident.
Oh, what is that? Does that mean we have to live downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My point simply was...
He does not live downtown.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
my point simply was in reading the, I think it's 3-24.3 of the code, unlike in some of the other provisions of the code, it says that your makeup of your board shall be this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. What this section says is the board shall endeavor to fill the seats this way with 3, 3, and 3, which leaves room that if for whatever reason you don't have the 3, 3, 3 makeup, you can still fill those seats.
Right.
You, mm-hmm. you try to do it 3, 3, and 3, but if you can't do it that way, you just fill the seats as best you can.
Okay.
All right. So the motion I'd like to make, if others are in agreement, there are almost every single set of vacancies has the number of folks that can kind of fill into them, right? It looks like there's only 2 that we probably need to discuss. One is planning board, and that's if, in the absence of anyone having an objection to anyone, we need to discuss
planning board and EAB.
The planning board and EAB, but otherwise, I think all of the rest of them, we have the open seats, and
we can move
approval of all of the rest of them.
So you're moving that we make all the various appointments other than planning board and EAB?
Right.
And we'll come back to those in just a moment.
One point. For example, Jeffrey Miles had a second choice to be on Transportation Advisory Board. So the question of whether we'd want to...
What was his first choice?
I think it was planning board.
I see.
And we still have room left on transportation?
Done.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
So that's putting
all right, let's move him.
And then also...
let's punish him for listing his second choice.
On Recreation and Parks, Jay Farman from... who had applied first choice EAB to Recreation and Parks.
Okay.
But he's coming to EAB on Thursday, and 2 people are leaving EAB in the next month. So
That was his first choice, and he's coming to the meeting on Thursday.
Y'all can do what you want with that, but he wanted to be on EAB.
Okay, so let's just make the 1 modification. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll take that as a motion.
I'll second that.
From Lydia, and I'll consider it a second from Sammy. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed are passing unanimously. So let's consider the planning board by itself.
Okay.
Randy?
Well, I wanted to say that 3 folks who have been on the planning board, Heather and Matt, and David Clinton, and David Clinton has the ETJ seat.
We actually already approved David.
Okay, so, all right. Well, Heather and Matt are, you know, they bring, not only do they bring experience, but they have particular skills that I'd like to see, especially during this next year with the experience that they've had on the kinds of issues that we're facing, that they, you know, they know the terrain and they're valued. They're excellent on the board. And they also, of course, contributed to the wonderful work of the affordable housing. So I'd like to see those two veterans be reappointed.
I'm familiar with Heather and Matthew, and I would second that motion.
Okay. But it's been moved and seconded that we reappoint Heather and Matthew. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I pass unanimously. Okay, does anybody have any suggestion?
Make
whatever motion you like.
We'll move that we reappoint Rob Krupp to the
Okay.
I don't know who else yet.
That will leave, the motion is to reappoint Rob Crook, and that would
and
leave us
two other seats.
Room to make appointments at some later date to two other
well,
seats.
No, I mean, well, no, we can
do it
we
now.
Can decide. I just
we can do it now.
Okay, well, so if somebody has an amendment to the motion.
Sammy just proposed Walsh and Riven, and I would second that.
Okay.
Okay, Walsh,
and Riven.
Well, this young man, Jay.
He's not
You're saying there's a future vacancy.
Up,
you
there are two future vacancies.
I see. Okay, two future vacancies
so
besides the ones we're filling out.
We
okay,
wait
right.
Okay,
bit.
So is your.
Do you accept
Walsh and
Riven?
Okay. So
wanted to say, I don't know anything about Johnson. I thought Jill Johnson also looked good. I don't know if anyone knows anything more than what's on here, but there actually were several good applicants, I thought, here.
There were. I think these were the ones that stood out to me.
Right.
Okay. Well,
all right. If that's friendly to our original move on.
Yes.
Then the motion is to appoint Crook, Walsh, and Riven to the Environmental Advisory Board, moved by Michelle and seconded by Sammy, seconded and amended by Sammy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously.
And the other thing is I noticed we already approved the Appearance Commission as part of that first set of, but Steve Pickett, who applied for planning application, also did for Appearance Commission. So wondering if we wanted to add him.
Go ahead and add that one too. Yeah, thanks for catching that. That's good.
How many?
So there,
do
we did.
There's a total of three. We
yeah,
only
we
appointed
quite
one.
Yeah, we didn't fill
the
appearance, and so that was which one?
Steve Pickett from the planning. He's included in the planning application, but he's mentioned as also having been interested in appearance.
How about stick him on the list?
Maybe
because he's not on there. But
I thought it was in the planning set of applications.
Is he included in the summary, but not in the application?
He's not included on the abstract.
He's in the summary.
Is there an application for him?
I
spoke with him on Friday, and he asked to be removed from consideration.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Never mind.
Okay. All right.
Good idea, Sam. But he got there first. All right. Okay. Jackie.
We're all kind of tired, and I want this topic.